Did you hear the little thing I read from Thomas in Canada? The government is lying about Osama, terrorist threats, nukes, 9/11.
Yes, I did. Support,
because they need to put fear into the people. Are you in general agreement with that?
I am. I think that there is a use of fear, and the entire war on terror is nothing greater than the anomalies in the way that they scrutinize people at the airports. It's not an effective way, and we still have huge holes. And then, of course, we have massive holes in our border, which pales in comparison to, or the airline problem pales in comparison to how many terrorists can walk across the border with loads of explosives.
You mentioned Roosevelt and the attack on Pearl Harbor. You have mentioned that you think our government's lying to us about Al-Qaeda and the whole business. Let's test it a little further. Do you think the government lied to us about 9/11?
I certainly think that they're withholding some crucial pieces of information, and we have to ask why. For example, that ad that ran before this latest session talked about the 9/11 anomalies. There are some huge ones that the U.S. could easily cover up, uncover and explain to the public. For example, on the Pentagon crash, which has tremendous anomalies, they confiscated two videos which showed the crash, and they've refused to make them public. You know, if it really is according to the government's version, I mean, why not just let us see the videos? There was
a lot of people contend that a plane did not hit the Pentagon. Are you one of those?
No. Something obviously went in and crashed into the Pentagon. I think it's very problematic that the Boeing did that kind of damage. The Boeing was clearly there. There's too many witnesses that saw it, but there was also a C-130 chasing it. There was also a four-engine airliner that the BBC had video footage on the next day, and they showed it. I saw it of an aircraft doing vertical dives in the same vicinity, and it wasn't a Boeing 757. It had four engines. You can clearly see it on the video.
Okay. It seems to me it's hard to be a little bit pregnant on this issue. I mean, you either think the U.S. Orchestrated this, if not ordered it, which a lot of people think. I'm not one of them, but a lot of people think that. So you kind of either lean in that direction, or you have to recognize that it was a perfectly executed terrorist act that came off virtually flawlessly. And that's quite a bit, you know, for an organization that you say ain't much. So it's like one or the other. And you can't,
I mean, that's exactly the anomaly I'm working with, Art. I mean, if they could pull off that kind of precision with people who couldn't even fly a Cessna aircraft and who can't penetrate the borders and do the most minimal normal terrorist act, that's a contradiction that I can't...
Well, what road does it lead you down, Joel?
It leads me down the road that there seems to be, at best, as I talked to George Norrie on Coast to Coast last year, I said it seems to be at best that there were some facilitation, some looking the other way. For example, one of the biggest anomalies of the...
You mean just like Roosevelt? They saw it coming, and they said, meaning they, our government, said, okay, we need this to scare the hell out of everybody, so we're going to let it happen. Is that what you're saying?
That's a possibility. Now, let me tell you, I mean, one of the biggest pieces of evidence that simply cannot be explained by the events is the large pools of molten metal in the bottom of the ruins of the World Trade Center.
Yes.
I mean, there's only one way you get those huge pools of metal, and that is you use thermite burning charges inside the huge 42-inch or square pillars that are in the bottom of the Trade Center. That didn't happen with airplanes. Somebody had to pack those with charges. The building was shut down the week before for major maintenance. Whole sections of the buildings were cleared out.
Okay, then there's only two possibilities, Joel. One is that Al-Qaeda was even smarter and more adept and more infiltrated by a giant margin than we even imagine when we're talking about 9/11 as we understand it, right?
Right.
They have to be to achieve what you're talking
exactly.
about. Or,
exactly.
Or, Joel... It was an inside job.
Yeah. It has to be one or the other. And I'm just saying that I can't believe Al-Qaeda can do that kind of sophistication, and they can't do anything more with open borders. I mean, it's just too big of a contradiction. So
well,
I'm leaning,
well,
leaning
yeah,
in the other direction.
Leaning, but this is one where I don't know how you can be a little bit pregnant. Either you think that we were in on this, that it was some sort of inside job, that we knew about it and let it happen, something that awful. I refuse to believe something that awful, but, you know, I know that opinion is out there, and it sounds to me like you're leaning toward that.
Well, you know, I try to be an objective researcher on these things, Art. Let me tell you, it's almost like the JFK assassination. The longer time goes by, the more people come out of the woodwork and say, look, I was carrying the photographs of JFK's autopsy when the wife in the casket came in the front of Bethesda Naval Hospital. He was already in our hospital when that casket came in. Now, those are the kinds of evidences that say, wow, the government's just plain lying to us. And the longer we go through this, the more evidence comes out that the government's lying. And
I have no illusions, Joel, that our government does lie to us. And I have no illusions. I know we are propagandized. However, I haven't taken that leap, that Roosevelt leap, or that 9/11 leap that a lot of people have taken. I just, I think that what happened on 9/11 is what seemed like it happened. They crashed airplanes into these buildings. I mean, clearly the airplanes did crash into buildings. We have lots of video of that.
Sure.
But you're saying there's so much more.
Yeah, we know that there were hijackers. For example, you know, even though the FAA has got a gag order on it, it did not release the tape recordings of the pilots talking to the ATC centers. We have a private airliner who was recording their own airliner's conversation with Cleveland Center as they were discussing the hijacking of Flight 93 that crashed in Pennsylvania. So we have the recording of the pilot of Flight 93 pressing the wrong button and telling the passengers, he was actually talking to the whole world at Cleveland Center, that there's a bomb on board for the passengers to prepare for it. And we have also a lot of expletives and shouting and yelling coming out over the microphone. We also have one of the aircraft that saw the plane explode in the air. Now, that's right there. The Cleveland Center knew that. That was never told to the 9/11 Commission. That means the government had told them not to tell. Why would the government do that?
Do you believe the 9/11 Commission report in its finality was a complete whitewash of what happened?
I think it was about a 50 to 60% whitewash. It did tell many correct things, but it carefully omitted the weightier evidence that would point to the things the government needs to tell us about that they aren't, like vectoring the F-16s to Flight 93 and shooting it down. I mean, New Hampshire air traffic controller testified that he vectored them to. We knew there were F-16s there. The engine was found 6 miles from the crash site.
Well, there were two stories. One story was the heroics of the passengers of Flight 93. And the other story, told more quietly behind the scenes, is that it was shot down.
Right.
You're saying it was shot down?
Absolutely.